Thank you, Mr. President. I have requested for the floor to make a procedural point. My delegation respects all points of views and all opinions of all CD members, but there is one thing that we cannot agree with, and that is denying the President the opportunity to speak in the national capacity. Mr. President, unlike other UN bodies and treaty bodies where the President is not dual-hatted and serves as an impartial and neutral presiding officer with his own delegation or her own delegation represented in the room separately. In the CD, the President has is dual-hatted. The President is the presiding officer of the of this body, but at the same time he's also representing his own country, which is why we do not see a separate seat for the delegation to which the President belongs. So while respecting our political opinions and without prejudice to how we view each member state in relation to our from our bilateral prism, there is nothing in the CD's rules of procedure which stop a President from explaining his country's national position. In fact, it would be a usurpation of the democratic or the sovereign right of that country, which whoever it may be, who is currently occupying, who is occupying the CD presidency, to not be in a position to express their view. How can we expect a CD member to, which has no other opportunity, to deny them the right to speak? And I can recall at least one occasion in the last 5 years that I've been here where CD President made very substantive and very right of reply type of statement from the podium as the President. And I'm sure there would have been other occasions in the past also. So it's very important to set the record straight and not get ahead of ourselves in denying or circumscribing or reinterpreting what the President can and cannot do. Thank you.